From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Tuesday to discuss the controversial quota plan to distribute more than 100,000 migrants among the nations. The meeting comes as the European Parliament approved the plan last week. Meanwhile, Europe can expect a record 1 million people to request asylum this year as refugees continue to flee war in Syria and Iraq in droves. And EU leaders must set aside their differences to meet the challenge. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. This is OECD Chief Angel Gurria.
The numbers are overwhelming us. But let me tell you something. This stage is going to ebb. There are actually going to settle, or at least to arrive, land, and then it's all going to be about integration, integration, integration.
The organization published a report saying Europe had the capacity and the obligation to accommodate an unprecedented wave of refugees. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over Mass for tens of thousands in Havana and the eastern city of Holguin, where he urged people to overcome resistance to change. The Pope also asked Cubans to rediscover their Catholic heritage. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital of Ouagadougou. They are to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders. Meanwhile, the French ambassador says the interim president, Michel Kafando, has been released. And an army statement said armed forces are converging on the capital. VOA News.